Hi, I'm Hugh Sisson.
And I'm Al Spohler. Welcome to Cellar Notes. Hugh, this is the time of year when champagne corks go...
Yeah, they do.
All over the place. I understand that the sparkling wines sell probably 90% of their product in this month.
Well, it's not quite that much. You know, it is probably about 65% of all the sparkling wine is sold every year is in the fourth quarter. But you're right. Most is in November and December. It's widely accepted as the preferred wine style for special occasions, weddings, graduations, and, of course, the holidays.
Yeah.
Hey, look, they are produced primarily by two different procedures. One is called the Charmat bulk process, wherein the wine is carbonated in bulk in a big tank.
Mm-hmm.
And then the traditional method, or otherwise known as the méthode champenoise, wherein a secondary fermentation takes place in the bottle and the CO2 produced and then trapped in the bottle and bingo, bubbles.
Bubbles,
so,
yeah.
Anyway, there are lots of different price ranges from simple Prosecco to high-end champagne, and here are three good examples to fit a variety of uses and price points. From Italy, and this is not Prosecco, this is Cantine Povero, and it is a great value sparkler from the Piedmont region called Bellevue, which means good life. It's a 100% Chardonnay Vino Spumante, and the term Spumante, I don't know if you knew, means sparkling wine.
Sparkling, yeah.
Produced by bulk carbonation, so that's the Charmat bulk method. It's labeled extra dry, so there is just a touch of sweetness, but the wine drinks great for $14.99
a bottle. Oh, wow.
Yeah. Yeah, this is something for just running into social events. Pale straw color, decent bubbles, soft citrus fruit, great value, and a perfect wine to take to a party. A bit more serious is the Wolfburger non-vintage Cremant d'Alsace Brut. This is obviously from Alsace. Cremant is the name of all French sparkling wines must use if they are not made in Champagne.
Right.
The blend here is 90% Pinot Blanc, which is a big deal in Alsace, and then 10% Pinot Augerois. Is that how you pronounce that?
Auxerrois.
Auxerrois? Okay, I wasn't sure whether the X was soft or hard. And the wine is produced using the méthode champenoise. Cremant d'Alsace has been coming on strong, really, for the last 20 years or so and represent wines with great finesse at wonderful price points. Straw color with stone fruit and apple aromas and flavors. The carbonation is a fine mousse, leaves a long citrus finish, and it's an exceptional value at $20.99.
That's a good deal.
That's a very good deal. And then finally, if it absolutely, positively needs to be real champagne, here is an exceptional value that I came across. Champagne Renard Barnier, we're going to put this all on the website, folks, non-vintage Cuvée Spéciale Brut. It's a blend of 50% Pinot Noir and 50% Pinot Meunier, and the wine is aged for 6 years before release. Rich, yet with an attractive minerality, golden color, delicate aromas of apricot and citrus with pear notes, and just a touch of yeastiness in the finish, and terrific fine bubbles that tickle the palate.
Oh, my.
And all of this for, wait for it, $34.99.
Oh, for champagne, that's
a great
buy.
Deal.
That's
very tough to beat. Sparklers for the holiday are always fun. I tend to steer towards the value end if I'm not going to be taking wine to a big party. But if it's an intimate gathering or a dinner party, I'll definitely trade up. All three of these are good value. But for my money, the Wolfburger Cremant d'Alsace is my wine of the week.
Wonderful, Hugh. That sounds great. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Cellar Notes, produced by Lisa Morgan for 88.1 WYPR.